Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And a good Thursday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. A little bit different Thursday. In fact, it's a first. I don't believe in my career that I can remember a setup like this. I don't know. Maybe Willie is going to chime in and remind me of something close to this, or we did do something like this, but I don't remember. We are attempting, and we're not attempting, we're going to do this. Well, we're all at home except for Elijah. So I'm in my house. Willie's in East Nashville. Chase is out on the west side, and we're in our own studios. Elijah Campbell is manning things back at the Wholesale Inc. studios powered by Rumble On. And so, guys, good morning. How you doing?
Good
Red
morning.
Red 5 standing by.
East side checking in. East side checking in.
Have we ever done anything like this before in the past? I cannot remember anything close to this.
Oh, definitely not.
I know you haven't since I've been here.
Yeah, definitely at the game that's never been done. And I'm trying to think ever, and I can't ever remember anything like this.
No, definitely not. And this is definitely unprecedented. And I would have to say, Darren, that, you know, this is a first. And before this is all over, this whole period of time that we're entering into, we're going to have a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
Right? And
yeah,
we have to try to stay positive and make the best of it. And that's what we're doing today.
That is indeed what we are doing. We are practicing social distancing, and that is going to be in effect moving forward. No problem. Guys, I got plenty of room in my studio. Hey, nobody's in the bathroom. I got a fridge here. I got a 65-inch TV. I'm all good. No complaints.
Are we practicing turning down our TVs? Because, some people have learned the hard way about that.
So. Some people didn't hit mute, which I would expect that from them. They don't know what mute is, so that makes sense. Yeah, no, I've got everything turned down, Chase. Thank you for asking. Guys, excited. This is a big day. This is right. This is a cool sports day. Everything gets started in about an hour. We got a full slate of action all the way until tonight, probably close to midnight. I'm pumped to see Ken Belmont take down Villanova. That is going to be awesome. ETSU. I'll tell you what, I thought their seed was a little too low, but I think I like where Steve Forbes, that's my upset team. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. No, that's not
12 over 5?
Yeah, today is that day, right? This is the day every sports fan, today and tomorrow. Look, the weekend is good, too, because you start trimming things down and you get even more intriguing matchups. But quite honestly, I think Thursday and Friday, you can make a case today and tomorrow is supposed to be the best sports days there are. Now, maybe for those who aren't basketball fans, you would say, I disagree. And I get that. But I don't know. Do you really have to be that much of a basketball fan? I feel like the NCAA tournament is a lot like the Super Bowl, right? It's just become a gathering, right? It's a reason to meet for lunch. It's a reason for the office to put together a bracket challenge. I just think people come together, even the most casual fans, and they'll check in, especially the first 2 days of action and especially the Final Four. But I just think it's one of those tournaments – a lot like the Super Bowl, where even the casual fan will say, you know what, I'm in today. I'm going to check some of it out. They may not go wire to wire. They may not go 12 hours, but they may consume more than they consume all year long.
Well, and think about what else draws people in. It's Vegas. I mean, this is one of the biggest betting days, or would be one of the biggest betting days of the year, because you have so many potential upsets that people are going to put their money on, and so – that's another part of it that we're missing. But, you know, it's funny. I knew it was today, but I didn't necessarily think about it until you brought it up, and then now you made me depressed. So thanks.
Yeah. Sorry.
It happens.
It's just reality. I mean, look, everything has changed, and it's crazy to think what today would have been. Oh, by the way, we would have already been talking about action in the NCAA tournament, right? We would have already talked about what happened in Dayton.
Yeah, the first four games.
Yep.
I mean, I think Willie will be okay because I'm sure he's watching the Phillies and Cubs, this classic game that's on MLB Network, but it's still sad that we're not going to have those games.
Let me turn over. What year are we talking about?
Well, yesterday it was 1979. I had the game on in our studio.
Yep.
They ran it a couple of times. The Phillies 23-22 classic at Wrigley Field with the wind blowing out, the bleachers full at Wrigley. Mike Schmidt homered in the first inning and the 10th inning for the game winner. Dave Kingman, King Kong, hit three dingers for the Cubs, who were down 21-9 and tied the game at 22 in the ninth inning, or the eighth inning, I should say. So that did occupy my time. We all have to have our own ways of occupying our time. And Darren, just to make a point on what you're saying about the NCAA tournament, people like my mother-in-law, my daughter, a lot of people around the neighborhood who do not watch, they don't watch any college basketball. They'll fill out a bracket in our little family neighborhood pool just for fun. I think those people will be better off occupying their time than we will today, though. Although, yeah. Yes, I am awaiting what MLB Network will be showing for their greatest games package.
Well, right now, because it's from 1979. It's the Phillies and the Cubs.
That's yesterday's game. So they'll probably have a new one later today, I would think. 2 days ago, it was the Pine Tar game, George Brett, 1983, against Goose Gossage and Billy Martin and the Yankees. So they're going through these. I would imagine we're not done. And with that in mind, guys, I know we're carrying on the radio some classic Predators games. Is tonight the first one? Is tonight the Mike Fisher?
Yep, tonight is the triple overtime OT game.
I just gave away the ending. Is that bad?
So
I think if you don't know that by now, you just haven't been paying attention.
Is that the game that went to 12:05?
I think it was 103.
103, 103. Yeah. That's the really. So do we make sure that it ends at 103, Chase?
No, I talked to Ryan about this. They're going to condense it down to what, 3 hours? Is that right, Chase?
Yeah, because Brent Peterson said it was past his bedtime, and so he couldn't stay up. You know, so we condensed it down for him.
And we will not play. And this is what I don't know if we have it. But what we ought to do, Darren, is play the post-game show that we were a part of from 104, you know, whenever they turned it over to us, or whenever Brent
turned it over
and play it until 2:30 in the morning or whatever, what time it was when we stopped.
That was a crazy, crazy night. Wow. So that's awesome. Check that out tonight on 102.5 The Game. How many of these are going to be played? I know this is kind of all in motion starting tonight, but do you know what the next installment is, Chase, or no?
I believe Saturday we're actually going to play condensed versions of games 1 through 4 against Chicago, where you guys never heard Chelsea Dagger play. So
I know. That was awesome.
That was from 2017. So I think that's next up. Look, we have several in the can ready to go, and then this is going to keep evolving. But the idea is whenever there's supposed to be a Preds game, you'll hear a classic game.
And with that in mind, on Fox Sports Tennessee tonight, we're going to start an interactive version of some telecasts from earlier this season. Tonight is a game back in October, a 6-5 seesaw back-and-forth classic against Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals, which was just an awesome atmosphere. And if you've forgotten how the game flows, that's probably good because you might even enjoy it a little bit more. So that's an option for you tonight as well. And Chris Mason and I and Lindsey Rowley and I think Pete Weber will be involved in this as well. We're going to be, you know, answering questions, going back and forth, discussing things as we watch the game with all of you that want to watch with us. So these are all things. And I'm sure after that game's over, we'll flip over and hear Pete call overtimes 1, 2, and 3 on 102.5 The Game of the classic against the Sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a lot of running around that night because usually at the end of a game, I'm already in the media room ready to go for post-game. And there are intermissions, as you know, guys, in the playoffs that you actually play full 20-minute periods and then have an intermission. So I kept running back up to Barrel House to try and help out and see what was going on, and never thought that game was going to end.
That is crazy. So tune in tonight starting when?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. And also check out on Fox Sports Tennessee. Willie, what time?
7 o'clock for that start.
7 o'clock for that start. Guys, MLS has put out a statement in accordance to the CDC. They have extended their postponement of their season. Remember, they initially came out. In fact, they were like the first professional sports league to come out with a real timetable where they said right out of the gates, at least 30 days. Well, they have extended that in accordance to the CDC, who has asked postponement of events involving, you know, 50 or more, 10 or more, whatever number you want to use, for now 8 weeks. And so they will honor that commitment. And so they have extended their time to that period. And then we'll see what happens from there. But the MLS is saying that they are exploring all options on what to do with the rest of the season, including the MLS Cup. And as of right now, they're saying that they're prepared, they're okay to go all the way into December, if need be, to make that happen. But, you know, if they don't come back in that time frame and it goes on even longer, this is what all the leagues are going to have to deal with. Of, you know, theirs is a little bit different because they just started, where the NBA and the NHL was more at the back ends of their regular season, so it's a different setup. But all these leagues are going to have to figure out, and MLB, who hasn't even started yet, what to do when you eventually come back, how much of that goes away, and how much are you prepared to do the rest of the way. So MLS is just like everybody else trying to figure out what they need to do, but thought I'd pass along that Nashville SC's first season in the MLS has been a strange one. Two games in the books, and we'll wait to see when the MLS comes back.
Yeah, I mean, you were always going to remember it, and now you're going to remember it even more with everything that's been going on. So it stinks because when you first start a team, you want to have, you know, the excitement, and everybody was amped up for it. We all know what happened with the first game, and you wanted to build off that. But everyone's kind of faced with this deal right now, and so that's, you just got to adapt and got to keep rolling with it. So hopefully MLS, as you said, Darren, can get their season in, because they had just started it. So it may not be as bad for them as it is for others.
Willie, we will always remember.
I think they fall in line, guys, with what in the previous days, the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, that you hear people talking about a lot, you know, they've basically said 8 weeks, you know, is the minimum timetable. And so I think you've seen all the leagues now. MLS, of course, there's less urgency for football. You know, they've made their adjustments to the draft. That's what falls in that timetable. But baseball, hockey, basketball, and now MLS all basically saying, listen, the CDC has said 8 weeks, so that's the minimum time. So we might as well go ahead and announce it once again with the idea that you're going to plan for the best case scenario, but you keep adjusting based on what the health experts, the health officials are telling us.
And we will always remember, it'll be easy in this market to remember when the Predators and Nashville SC season came to a screeching halt, because they were both set to play up in Toronto, which is interesting. That was both the next games on the schedule for both professional sports franchises in Nashville. When we come back, Nashvillian Caleb Joseph, we always enjoy our conversations with him. We'll find out what's the latest in the Joseph family. He's with the Blue Jays. Of course, he's with the Blue Jays as we talk about Toronto. He is now with that organization. We'll find out what's up with Caleb. On the other side, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Thank you, Pekka. We appreciate that. We really do. That means a lot. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase, we are practicing social distancing today on this Thursday morning. First time we've ever done this in our careers. And I'm in my place. I'm in Rutherford County. Willie's in East Nashville. Chase is on the west side of town. Elijah back at our Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by Rumble On there on Murfreesboro Pike. We say hello to Caleb Joseph, friend of the show, now with the Blue Jays. Let's find out what's happening in the Joseph family. Caleb, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Long time no talk. How's everything been going in your world?
Oh, just about as crazy as I'm sure it has in all of y'all's worlds. It's been quite a whirlwind, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, 2020 has not, there's been nothing normal about it, has there?
No, really, it's unprecedented. I like thinking of it in terms of we're living in history, so trying to make it as positive as possible. Like, we're living in a moment that our kids and grandkids will talk about oh, remember, they'll probably read about it in textbooks one day, if there's such a thing as textbooks 50 years from now.
Yeah, will your kids be reading? Well, your
More
kids
like
will.
iPads.
Yeah, I was going to say, but will our kids be reading from textbooks? I probably doubt it, right?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. They'll probably have some sort of iPad that will talk to them and just tell them everything they need to know at some point.
No doubt. So what was this offseason like for you? Because we haven't had a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, the offseason was good. It was really, really nice. It goes by faster and faster every year, especially when the kids start getting older and they're into more things. And my son's 5 now, and so he wants to do more activities. Went and played a lot of golf. My 2-year-old daughter, she's all into it as well. We're running around. So the offseason goes by super fast, and then you blink and you're headed down to Florida. Everything is great for spring training. You get halfway through spring training, you start thinking about, okay, what's the team going to look like? How's the team going to shake out? You get kind of towards home stretch, and before you know it, you press a gigantic pause button.
Yeah. Do you still have that raggedy pickup truck down in spring training?
You know what? I had to get rid of it 2 years ago because
it died.
It was on its last leg, and it was taking up a parking spot in the parking lot. They're pretty short on parking spots, and because I wasn't there for over a year, they said, look, we got to get rid of this. I wish I had it, especially right now. I'd be driving that thing around. It's like 35 miles of a gallon.
What did you pay for it, Caleb?
$800.
Yeah, I was going to say, I knew it was under a grand. So you got your $800 worth.
Oh, 100%. The big issue I had was I wanted to take it home. I wanted to take it home and turn it into maybe a little hunting truck, but I couldn't justify paying $800 for it and shipping it to Nashville for about $1,000. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't justify like paying twice, another $1,000. So I just had to leave it down there.
Yeah. I could have probably gotten you, just because I've done this, I probably could have gotten you for half that from Florida to home, right to your driveway, from somebody. You just have to do your homework. But still,
oh,
like you said, it's still a lot to – I mean, you're putting in
now,
almost the value of the vehicle.
Immediately living in regret now.
Yeah. You should have reached out, man. I could have gotten it for a lot less than $1,000 to your driveway. You just have to scour, man. There's – you're going to get – it's a crazy business because you can talk to, like, 10 different trucking companies, and one will quote you $1,000. One will quote you $1,600, one will quote you $800, and then you'll stumble upon a company that says, yeah, we'll do it for $450. I'm like, okay,
sign us
up.
You know, that you're actually giving me a business idea. You know, now that we're kind of shut down for a little bit, that may be a nice way to generate some money, is
Caleb,
to be that company that only charges $400, $500.
There you go. Your wheels are always turning, always.
Now, how much am I going to have to pay you for that?
Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm saying
that's a fair question.
That's what a transport company does. I'm not going to do it for you. I don't even like to be in the car that long.
Oh, man.
You don't want me as your transport driver. Just trust me on that. So why was the Blue Jays the right fit for you? Why did this make sense?
Oh, this was a no-brainer. I told some people right when I first got down there, they asked me a couple of questions. Did you get any offers from other teams? Yeah, sure, I did. Well, you know, why did you choose the Blue Jays? I said, well, this is super easy. My favorite sport is hockey, and my favorite band is Rush. So that's an absolute no-brainer, you know.
Wow, and okay.
Yeah, it was absolutely an easy decision. Look, I mean, realistically, they have a couple young catchers that didn't have a lot of service time. Danny Jensen received some Gold Glove votes last year. He really did a nice job defensively. They're really hoping that his offense is going to pick up. And I just felt like there was a spot to creep in there and try and claim the backup spot. They've got a young kid that looks pretty good to pair with Danny. But I think they're really trying to win some games. They've been on the cusp of a rebuild. Last couple of years, they've got some really, really talented players. 3 ex-major leaguers whose sons are on that team in Biggio, Bichette, and Vladimir Guerrero. So I'm sure you all recognize the last names of those guys, and they're really good. They're extremely impressive, and I've been so impressed with how they've gone about their business, being 20, 22, 23 years old, really in the big leagues as young kind of superstar up and coming players that everybody loves. They've done such a tremendous job, and so I really hope to make the team. It just looks like I may have to wait another 6 to 8 weeks to figure out if that's going to happen. But I would be I'd be thrilled to be on that ball club.
Is there any truth to Toronto, like the fact that if they did have to play in front of no one, that you had experience doing that, that maybe you could bring that to the ball club, playing in front of no one?
I could prep the guys, absolutely. Could prep the guys on how that's going to be. Yeah, look, you know, my age, you're looking for any sort of any sort of leg up on the competition. I mean, I don't care what it takes. If maybe I could help with somebody who goes half a season without an RBI too, I think I could help them with that, you know. So, yeah, you're trying to look for anything. That was a crazy game, man. You know, and reliving that, people, that's kind of first thing they talk about is what if they play with no fans in the stadium. So, of course, they start asking me, and reliving that was nuts. I mean, zero fans. It was insane.
We're talking to Caleb Joseph, major league catcher, of course, an Asheville-ian. And with the pause button hit on sports in general, we're trying to catch up with as many people as we can. Caleb, as Darren said at the beginning, we're doing our show in different ways than we ever have before. We're all in our houses doing this. So tell me what the process was like as they hit the pause button in baseball. I know there was some different teams that did different things. You had maybe some teams that wanted to hang around for a while. I think that's what you did. But take me through the process in the last week or so as you have tried to get through all this.
Yeah, we were kind of learning in real time, as I'm sure everybody else is. You know, Twitter has kind of opened up the real-time world in terms of news immediately, which we all know. And so what you're reading from some of these main writers is kind of the same thing we were reading, trying to figure it all out. We had people on the inside talking with the players' union that were trying to coordinate with Major League Baseball. I think there was about really 3-day period there where it was really gray. And then as soon as the president came down and declared national crisis, that's when everybody in terms of Major League Baseball went straight to kind of what the CDC was then recommending. And then it kind of became a universal understanding of what it was going to look like from then on. But it has been an absolute disaster in terms of figuring out all of these rules and regulations, because immediately you've got the Players Union and Major League Baseball trying to figure out, okay, we don't have our team set. We still could have 55, 60 guys in camp. Do we lock this down? Do we shut it down? Some teams are leaving completely. We'd like to keep ours open because, as you can imagine, in any sort of situation like this, there's really no right or wrong answer because there's no precedent. You're trying to figure it out on the fly. And some people think, well, if we send all of our players home, how are they going to continue to stay sharp if all the other places are closed down? Say they work out at Vanderbilt. What if you send these guys back to Nashville, but Vanderbilt's closed down? Where are they going to stay sharp? The only place they could possibly stay sharp is maybe at our spring training facility. But then if you are following with the CDC stuff, they're recommending no more than 50, I think, people per group. So now you've got an issue on your hands there. So it's just been a whirlwind. So I guess what they kind of came down to, the latest I heard, we ended up leaving yesterday, and the latest I heard was that if you weren't on a 40-man roster, they needed you to head on out. So that essentially keeps the groups 50 and less. So there's a lot of guys that are in flux situations trying to just figure it out. And what you're trying to do is stay sharp, but at the same time, you have no idea when it's going to pick back up. So it's been everybody's just trying to guess and throw their finger on something.
I think that's that really illustrates, I think, what everybody is going through, but especially for an athlete, and you know, because we are a sports show, Caleb, we've talked about it really on the local level too with all of the teams, regardless of whether we're talking about baseball or any other spring sport, that's just cranking up whatever level we're talking about, the youth level, travel ball, high school ball, middle school. Obviously, the colleges have been shut down, but I know a lot of athletes want to stay in shape, and we're all trying to figure out the best way, and this is your livelihood, right? So you want to train and stay in shape, but you want to do it in the proper way. So that's a big dilemma, I'm sure, for every single person involved.
Yes, and I know there's probably some people that say, well, you would be playing anyway, so why not just go and do that every single day? Why not just keep working out every single day? And I think the reason is because your normal every single day life has completely changed now. So instead of my kids going to school and my wife having this and doing this and everybody kind of having their routines, now schools are shut down. So am I going to sit here and go to work out every single day like I normally would and not be there to help my wife out? All these type of real life decisions start creeping in. And the reality is, especially at my age, I mean, 34, you know, time off and resting the body is never a bad thing, you know. So it's more or less a waste of time sometimes, too. I can go and hit and hit and hit and hit off that machine, and I can feel like the next Mike Trout in the cage, because in the cage, every single swing you take is a home run or a base hit, and there's no fielders fielding it. You bat 1,000 in the cage. But the second you have to face an actual pitcher, it all changes. You know that, Willie. And so the reality is, if you go more than about, I'd say, man, that's about a week or 2 weeks without seeing a live pitch thrown at you from a human, you're in bad shape. And so you get past a week, now it's like, well, what am I doing? I'm going to have to pretty much start over. That's kind of where the pitchers are at. You know, if they don't get those live games in, they have those innings built up, their ups and downs and their pitch counts that have gotten to a certain point, and they're ramped up ready for the season. If they can't keep and maintain that, they're going backwards. The RPMs are coming down. It's hard to ramp back up, and you have to start all the way back over. But you know what I was thinking about on the way to the field a couple of days ago? This has been an absolute disaster in terms of sports for NBA, MLB, NHL, and its fans. Can you imagine? Can y'all imagine what this would be like if this was happening at about week 7 of the NFL and college football season, what the fans would be doing? Have y'all thought about that?
Oh, yeah. We've discussed that. And, I mean, I think, look, you know, the hope is after 8 weeks or whatever that this thing is curved. But I think football is still bracing for having some sort of impact. I mean, I know the NFL has moved OTAs or canceled OTAs and all of that. So, look, I think everybody's kind of thinking about it. But you're right, because we know what football means. It would be it'd be quite different without it, and the fans would probably be even more up in arms and bored because of it.
Well, right. what we've tried to say, Caleb, is we're not out of the woods once this all, you know, dies down and we get past this, hopefully sooner rather than later, because until they come up with the vaccine, you know, once it starts getting cold again, I mean, football and all those sports at that time are going to be, you know, maybe have to face the same thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it'll be, we're going to be better equipped, if what we're going to learn from going through this, if that's going to help. I don't know. But I think to your point that we've also tried to say on the show is just once we get past this, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet.
That's right. Oh, man. What a sad time for sports fans. I mean, we kind of shut down, and I thought, you know, I'm ready to go. But at the same time, it's always nice to just be able to spend time with your family. And especially in Florida on the beach, super nice. Thinking, hey, this isn't the worst case scenario. Maybe get just a little 2 week break here and then pick it back up. And then I started realizing, hold on. The only thing I really like to do, I don't really care that much about the beach. I just wanted to be able to watch the Predators Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, every single night. And so I'm going, oh, wait, hold on. This isn't that cool, because now the Predators aren't playing. So now I'm just stuck with nothing, with no sports. And I didn't realize how much I actually truly was dependent on the Predators to meet my sports fanatic desires until it's absolutely gone. And so, boys, killing me not being able to watch them or my favorite sport. It's just I've had to resort to YouTube reruns, you know, of playoff games and stuff that I can find on YouTube. That's how bad it's come to.
Caleb Joseph is with us, and that was going to lead me into my next question, because you and I are around the same age. And, you know, for me, I haven't played video games that much consistently lately, but I fired up the Xbox and brought out the NHL and NBA. I'm going to pick up the MLB game. Is that something that you ever jump in on or will, because you just have time to kill?
There are so many reasons why I want to start that. I used to be a huge Call of Duty guy, playing online, played with my brother and cousins. You know, that's just fun. You get to play with all your friends and kind of form your little groups or whatever and make you feel like you could be a real Ranger or a Navy SEAL for a day, thinking, oh, I can do this. And I just can't, because I've got addictive personality. If I start, I'll probably become attached to it, and my kids will probably hate me for it. And they're pretty important to me, so those are the type of things that I got to pay attention to. I'll tell you one thing. Instead of the video games, like I just mentioned, I start getting on, looking for all kinds of those Predator YouTube videos, trying to find any sort of access to it. I can blink and be in the phone for an hour, you know. So it's unbelievable how you can pass that time, especially when you're being told to social distance, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to get creative, that's for sure. And look, you know, you can stream Fox Sports Tennessee and watch some classic games starting, or they're from this season, right, Willie? You can start doing that tonight.
Yep, tonight at 7, we got the Capitals game, Caleb, the first one. This was back in October, maybe fourth or fifth game of the year, and it is a 6-5 thriller. So I don't want to tell you everything.
Wait,
just in case you don't remember everything. But it ends well.
Was the game in Nashville?
The game was in Nashville, and you can stream it just the way you always stream us. So at 7 o'clock tonight, you can pull it up.
Oh, you have just made my day, Willie D. Perfect. Now I don't have to go to the Spaghetti Factory with the family. I can tell them I got to stay home and watch this game.
All right. You can get takeout.
Oh, yeah, of course. We can. See, look at this. Everything is just changing. Now is the time to do food delivery. You know, that's what I should be doing, is using this time to deliver for like DoorDash and stuff. Do you know people are really using that?
Some of them you don't have a choice. That's the only way you're going to get the food from that restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's like carry out or delivery only.
Man, this is just unbelievable that we're living in the middle of history. Just wow.
Indeed it
you
is.
You can also practice your air drumming too.
Oh,
I know that you're
big
on that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That was a big hit. They like that. See, I'm pulling out all the stops, trying my best to entertain.
Well, I think, Caleb, we need, just for our own entertainment, like you said, we're all doing the same thing. When we're self quarantined, we're social distancing, we're sitting in our houses a lot. So we're scrolling the phone like everybody else. So I think we need another performance. A different Rush song.
I'll do another drum video if you do another TikTok video. I saw that.
Okay, that's a deal. That's a deal.
All right. We'll do it.
Tag Mace and get in on this. We got to have some entertainment.
Though. Perfect. You need to be front and center, though. None of this background stuff, all right? And I'll.
Well, I need more practice then.
Yeah, there's a reason why he was in the background and walked
there's
away.
A reason why I appeared for only about 6 or 7 seconds, because that's about – I mean, you got to know your limitations.
Oh, 100%. Oh, I'll do it. Let me think of you all have a Rush song off the top of your head? So I did Spirit of Radio last time. Would there be one off the top of your head that you would possibly want to see?
You're the expert. You do it. You just surprise us.
Okay, I'll get.
Yeah, I got to think through, Caleb. I do love Rush. I know the library, but I got to think of a good, like, obviously Tom Sawyer has some great drums.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel about that one, but.
Oh, you know what I may do? I may just do a medley. I may go for the home and do like a medley. Oh, that would be. That'd be pretty nice.
That's the only concert I've ever been to. I've been to hundreds and hundreds in my lifetime that I ever got shushed at. I've never been to a concert where I got shushed talking to a friend next to me. That happened at a Rush concert.
Hey, very unique set of fans. Very unique set of fans. I love them. Man.
Caleb, I hope you worked in some free Hall of Fame, Hockey Hall of Fame tickets while you're up in Toronto. You know, you can go in anytime you want and check it out. I hope you did that in your contract.
That's right. Hey, I would be there probably once a week. I walked by it a couple of times when I was playing as a visitor. Didn't have that much time, but if I lived there, I could guarantee you I'd be in there checking that stuff out. I love that type of stuff.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for joining us. Good to catch up with you. We'll check back in and see how you're doing, and we're going to be looking for that video. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you got it. Anytime, fellas. Be good now.
Caleb Joseph, there you go. Nashvillian, now with the Blue Jays. Always good to catch up with him. We'll come back. We have learned Dennis Kelly will join us to kick off the second hour of the program. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming. You're on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Good stuff from Caleb Joseph. We appreciate him joining us. Always good conversations with him. If you don't remember what we were talking about when I made the joke, did that help you with the Blue Jays if you have to play in front of nobody? In Baltimore, when they were having the riots in the city of Baltimore, their game against the White Sox at Camden Yards, Orioles and White Sox, was actually played in front of no one. They never opened up the gates, but yet played the games. And Caleb went viral whenever somebody from the Orioles organization was recording him, videotaping him walking around and waving to what he thought pretend fans, signing fake autographs, and just acting like, you know, he was doing business as usual. Of course, nobody was there. It went viral. He got a ton of attention for it. And so that's what we're referencing. I don't remember, Willie, how many years ago was that? Probably three years ago, maybe?
Might have been four a little
years,
bit more than
four
that. I'll
years
have to
ago?
Take a look.
Yeah, four years ago?
I think it was like four or five, actually. Because I remember watching it, and it was I think I was coming back from my grandfather's funeral, actually. And so that was – he's been gone about 4 years. So that's when it was.
Okay, so 4 or 5 years when that happened, when the Orioles were humming along. Yeah, believe it or not, for anybody out there listening that hasn't been paying attention to baseball, at least back past the last couple of years, yeah, the Orioles were actually good. There was a time when they were really good, and then they fell off the map the last 2 years, and they've been basically baseball's worst team. But that was back when they were really good. But, yeah, that's what we were referencing. Always good to catch up with him. Dennis Kelly will join us. He signed a new deal with the Titans. He'll kick off the second hour of the program. Looking forward to talking to him. Also, Terry McCormick in the second hour. We'll go down to Atlanta in the third hour and talk to Chris Domino. Find out exactly what the Titans have picked up in Vic Beasley. What is the pulse down there of watching Vic Beasley, the guy they drafted and watched the first 5 years of his career, and what Chris thinks of him, and then Elliot Friedman at 1 o'clock. I don't know what you guys think, but, I mean, what's realistic on, you know, what is – I haven't been paying as close of attention to Major League Baseball here on what they're saying. I know Adam Silver, I watched him do an interview last night on ESPN, NBA's commissioner, but what is MLB saying? What are they projecting, or are they throwing anything out there of a possible return, or are they just kind of waiting for a while?
I don't think they have announced a date. I think they have basically said it's at least through the CDC recommendation. So we're talking about 8 weeks minimum. But what they are filtering through is just what Caleb was talking about. How do the players train? The players have now been told that they can't go to their spring training sites. So that makes it very difficult to do any kind of team structure, keep pitchers' arms in shape. So I do think it's a very, very tough, fluid situation. So I think they've gone with the CDC guidelines last I checked. I don't know that there's any definitive date. Like, I think basketball said, you know, we're hoping, what, for mid-June, late June is what they said. Hockey is similar, you know, not having said, here's a date exactly that we know we're out until. But it's, you know, it's becoming increasingly clear that, you know, 60 days is the absolute minimum, best case scenario, right? And that was as of 2 days ago. You know, in a couple of more days, we might find out that the real target is might be even further out because we don't know, right? There's a lot of things, as you said earlier while we were talking to Caleb, Darren, nobody knows for sure. So you prepare for all scenarios. So it's hard to say, here's the date, right? You can't, it doesn't do you any good, really, to do that. I heard John Forslund, the fine announcer for the Carolina Hurricanes, who you see a lot on NBC as well, did an interview with Kayla Anderson from Channel 2, and he made a great point. He's in quarantine, right? He happened to have Rudy Gobert's same hotel room.
That's when Rudy Gobert
passed through Detroit, after the Jazz left, the Hurricanes came in to play the Red Wings. They shared the same hotel, same rooms. And so, as luck would have it, John had the same room as Rudy Gobert. So they came up to him. They said, you know, you had this room, so we need to quarantine you. So he is in the true quarantine, right, in his house, you know, hanging out in the basement. But he made a good point in his chat with Kayla, because he is symptom-free. He hasn't been tested, so we keep our fingers crossed and we hope and pray that he doesn't have the virus, and there's no sign that he does. But he made this point that the worst thing you could do would be to rush back and start playing and then be a reason why we had a second wave of this, right? That would be the nightmare, right? That we look back and decide that we came back too soon. So we really have to make sure that we make the right decisions here. And I would bet that as we go forward, we're going to make the right decision, and it's going to be erring on the side of caution. But every day that we self-quarantine and we do the right things and we do what we can to not get the virus and not give it to anybody else, then that's going to help those numbers, right? That's going to help that timeline.
We come back. CBS is going to do something on Saturday. I don't know if you guys have seen this, and I have checked with Mark Benda over at News Channel 5, and it is going to air on CBS. They're going to show three college basketball tournament games on CBS on Saturday, kind of keeping
good
with form. And I'm going to tell you those games. And, Chase, we're going to check in with you and find out what you can tell us is the latest on WrestleMania. I feel like Vince McMahon and the WWE is like the last sports, or even Dana White has had to back down. But it was like the UFC and WrestleMania were the last two trying to, you know, buck the trend and try to stay business as usual. But we'll find out what's the latest in the wrestling world to close out hour number one of Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next. No chance, that's what you got. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Kyle, what are you guys doing? We asked that of the captain, Roman Josi, and he put out a video. The Predators did. What are the tourists doing? What are Julie and Kyle and the kids doing? I haven't seen anything on them. Let's find out what they're doing during these times. We are practicing.
By the way,
yes.
I did some expert investigating yesterday because we saw Roman's video with the furry friend, as he said.
And friends. Yes.
And people asked me, what are their names? And I didn't know. I found out Kingsley and Bella.
Yeah. I've talked to Roman about that. That is correct. Well done. Kingsley and Bella. I think Bella was the one that came in at the end, I believe. The one that kind of gave us the little growl. I believe that. So remember we had the growl?
Yeah. The social distancing, like, rrr. It was good.
Back off. All right. I told you that CBS. Yes, CBS. Channel 5. They are going to air three college basketball games starting at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, our time. And, guys, have you seen have you seen what they're going to play?
I have not, so I'm excited to
hear this. I'm
excited
to know this.
Good. The first game is going to take us back to 1982.
Awesome.
National championship game. And that would be?
Georgetown, North Carolina.
Yeah. North Carolina and Georgetown, 1982. That's going to be the first game. the national championship game. Then the game following
that.
Now,
just so people know, I mean, most people know this, as you say it, but in case you don't, this would be a young Patrick Ewing, who was a freshman, I believe. I believe that was his freshman year. It was. And North Carolina, who had James Worthy, Sam Perkins, and a guy named Michael Jordan, who was also a freshman. It was really Michael Jordan's coming out party.
Now, don't give the ending or anything.
I won't. Just because there might be people that haven't watched the game.
That was before
one
my
heck
time.
Of a game.
Yeah.
So I'll watch it.
I remember right where I was when I was watching. I was 11 years old.
Let's just say this.
Intently.
It's a nail biter, okay? We'll just leave it at that. It's a nail biter. You're gonna want to watch it. I believe James Worthy was the MVP, I believe, of the tournament.
Worthy had an unbelievable game. You'll see it.
Okay, so that
it's
is
awesome.
That's
awesome.
The first
great
game.
Choice. Great choice.
Okay, 11 o'clock CBS on Saturday, national championship game 1982 North Carolina in Georgetown. Following that at 1 o'clock. It'll be the national championship game 1983. Willie?
The words that come to mind would be Phi Slamma Jamma.
Uh-huh. And?
Jimmy Valvano.
Oh, yeah.
NC State.
We all remember
memorable
that one.
Classic.
Memorable. NC State and Houston. 1983 national championship game. Look, we always see the ending, right? We always see that because that's the one that will always make the reel, always. Yep. But I'll be honest. I haven't gone back and watched that in a long, long time. I could see me sitting down and watching all of these. Like
start to finish,
without a doubt.
That 30 for 30 was just on, too, because ESPN's going through
and
showing them all. So that was just on.
Yes, it was. And finally, this saddens me. And
here it goes.
Really, really told Mark Bendett I didn't appreciate it, but I guess it was above him. At 3 o'clock, it'll be 1992, Duke and Kentucky.
Well, they're coming with the heavy hitters on the first day. I guess they need to get good ratings to justify showing more of these. I was almost hoping that they would go week by week and have
the
first
cool.
ones. Be like the greatest upsets in the first round, and then you move on to the second round. I was hoping they'd go that route, but I guess they want to grab your attention with three of the best games of all time.
Yeah, because here's the thing.
It depends on who you ask. I
love these national championships and things like that, but I want to see other games other than the Natty. I'd love, like Willie was saying, I'd love to see some tournament games that were – like the other night on ESPNU – they showed the 6 overtime game in the Big East championship between, or the Big East tournament between UConn and Syracuse. And, we all remember that game, but I hadn't thought about it in quite some time, and I ended up watching it. So it's like games like that that, aren't for the Natty. I'd like to see that too.
Yep. All right. So I know we got to get moving because Dennis Kelly is going to join us on the other side. What's the latest on WrestleMania?
They are now going to have it. Two nights. They're splitting it into two different nights. Rob Gronkowski is going to be the host. They are going limited personnel, so that's why they're splitting it in two nights.
Down in Orlando.
Yeah, it's in Orlando in the performance.
They've bagged Tampa, right? They've bagged Raymond James.
Yep. And there have been some reports that they may have multiple locations, but I think it's going to be in the performance center. They're going to have a skeleton production crew, announcers. They're going to have the wrestlers there, but they're spreading them out of when they'll be there. And can come into the building, and they're going to have it over two nights. But Gronk is come on board and going to be the host.
Tell you what,
not backing down
with the Brady news that's still not official yet. Can you imagine Raymond James? What that would have been like?
And that was the plan because Gronk has signed with them, and is reportedly training to wrestle, and that's his next career, which everybody kind of figured it might be. He's been linked to them for a long time. But, yeah, it would have been awesome.
All right, we will come back. Dennis Kelly, he signs a new deal with the Titans. We will talk to the offensive lineman to kick off the second hour of Darren Donick and Chase. That's next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.